As we're getting deeper into the month of October, we're still drilling wheat. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the multi-county agronomist with K-State Research and Extension. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And yes, as we're still moving into the month of October, we are still drilling wheat out in the field. So as we keep in mind increasing our wheat seeding rates. And so we've been talking about increasing our wheat seeding rates for the past couple of weeks, and really that is to help compensate for the lack of time for our wheat plants to establish tillers. For wheat that is drilled from September 10th to September 30th, we always talk about that wheat moving into the winter with 2 to 3 tillers per plant. Now, as we're getting later during this drilling period, the plant has less time to get tillers established, and so in many cases, our plants are going into the winter 1, maybe 2 tillers getting established on that wheat plant. And so to help compensate for that lack of tillers, we're increasing our wheat seeding rate to get enough heads out there for yields at harvest time. So as we're increasing our wheat seeding rates, we've talked about 10 pounds per week of increasing during that first week of October. And so where we are right now, moving into this third week of October, increasing our seeding rates to 90 pounds per acre to get enough plants out there to help compensate for our lack of tillers. In addition, we also have a root system that's not quite as well established, and so we're also trying to help compensate for any plants that might not make it through the winter. So a couple of things that we're really trying to accommodate with our later planting time. So 90 pounds per acre is what we're recommending here as we're moving into this third week of October. So we get some questions about if you're going into no-till conditions, if seeding rates should be increased in that situation. And so I tell guys, in many cases, if you feel very comfortable with your drill and feel like you're getting enough plants per acre and you've had that drill for a while and just really feel good about how you can get it set, you can probably run with your regular 90 pounds per acre at this time. Now, if you have a newer drill that you're not as comfortable with, or if we're drilling into especially tough conditions, we might think about increasing that seeding rate even just a little bit more to help compensate for some of our lack of seeds getting in good seed to soil contact and really getting started in good conditions. And so I feel like one of our toughest conditions that we would be no-tilling wheat into would be into fresh corn stalks. And that's a little bit challenging as we're going into fresh corn residue, because in general it's just really tough residue. And so in many cases we can end up hairpinning or pushing residue down into that seed slot because we're not getting it cut through with the discs on the drill. So keep that in mind, because if we're pushing residue down into that seed slot, seeds are getting dropped into that residue, not getting good seed to soil contact. And then if we have windy conditions or things that are rolling across the field, it can sometimes pop those plants and that seed out of the ground just because that residue is being dislodged. So keep all of that in mind as we're moving into this third week of October. Increase your wheat seeding rates to 90 pounds per acre, and then do some other adjustments based on the drilling conditions that you're going into. If you have any questions, I have some resources posted on our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, and that's www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. One of the charts I have posted on there will help make some conversions from pounds per acre to seeds per acre. You can get a hold of me if you have any questions at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also stay up to date on what I'm seeing out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.